Go on, hold her! Hold her, damn it! I'm gonna hold her, I'll cut her tits off! Do you think it's funny?
Get off of her, cowboy.
They wouldn't let you tell her, huh?
Well, you know how Skinny is. She says you're gonna shoot him. I said, Skinny, you can't do that. And he says, well, let's get little Bill in here and settle this thing. And I says, little Bill's sleeping. He says, you don't care. In another 5 minutes, just shoot them boys.
She gonna die?
She's gonna live. She didn't steal nothing. She didn't even touch his poke. All she done when she seen he had a teensy little pecker is give a giggle, that's all. She didn't know no better. You can hang him, little Bill.
Ripping ain't no little thing, Alex.
But what they done, they could have got more than...
Shut up! Little Bill, Ripping ain't gonna settle this.
No, no.
It's here the lawful contract between me and Delilah Fitzgerald to cut more. I brought her here from Boston, paid her expenses and all, and I got a contract that represents an investment of capital.
Property.
Damaged property. Like if I was a hamstring one of their cow ponies.
Well, you figure nobody want to fuck her now, right?
Hell no. These ladies won't pay to do it. And maybe she can clean up the place or something, but nobody's going to pay good money for a cut-up whore.
You boys off to bar tea. You got your own string of ponies?
Yeah, I got four. Six.
Guess you just soon not have a trial, no fuss, huh?
No, sir.
All right. You did the cutting. Come the thaw, you bring in five ponies and you give them over to Skinny here.
Five.
And you bring in two. You give them over here.
Yes, sir.
It's a bullwhip, though. Maybe we don't need this whip now. Let me tell you, come the spring, Skinny don't have those ponies. I'm gonna come looking for
him. You ain't even gonna whip him?
Well, I find him instead, Alice.
For what they done, Skinny get some ponies and that's it? That ain't fair, little Bill. That ain't fair.
Have you seen enough blood for one night? Hell, Alice. You mean like they was tramps or loafers or bad men. You know, they were just hardworking boys that was foolish. If they was given over to wickedness in a regular way, I'd understand.
Of course.
Alice!
After Delilah.
I got $85.
I don't know. If Delilah doesn't care one way or the other, what are we all getting so riled up about?
Just because we let them smelly fools ride us like horses don't mean we gotta let them brand us like horses. Maybe we ain't nothing but whores, but we... By God, we ain't horses.
I got $112. That's everything.
How about you, Faith?
240 dollars.
Jesus, Faith, what you been doing? You been giving Skinny something special?
She laughs.
With what Kate got, and Silky got some, and then mine, and little Sue.
It ain't enough.
Not yet, maybe.
No rootin' tootin' son of a bitch and cold-blooded assassin.
Say what?
My guess is you're calling yourself Mr. William Money.
You have me confused with someone else, mister.
The same one who shot Charlie Pepper up in Lake County?
Boss! Hey, boss!
Yeah, what's up, son?
Two more hogs got the fever.
You shot Charlie Pepper, didn't you? You're the one who killed William Harvey and robbed that train over Missouri.
Now, hold on, mister. Son, you get those hogs separated there. Penny, why don't you help your brother out?
That one's sick, too.
Yeah. We'll talk inside. You're Pete Southall's nephew, huh? I thought maybe you were someone come to kill me for something like that in the old days.
I could have. Easy.
I guess maybe so.
Like I was saying, you don't look no meaner than hell, cold-blooded damn killer.
Maybe I ain't.
Yeah, well, Uncle Pete says you was the meanest goddamn son of a bitch alive. And if I ever wanted a partner for a killing, you were the worst one. Meaning the best. On account of yours, you're as cold as the snow, and you don't have no weak nerve nor fear.
Pete said that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. I'm a damn killer myself, except that I ain't killed as many as you because of my youth. Schofield Kid is what they call me.
Why? You from Schofield?
Nah, it's on account of my Schofield model Smith & Wesson pistol. How about it, Will?
How about what?
How about being my partner? I'm heading up north into Nebrera to Wyoming. I'm gonna kill a couple of no-good cowboys.
For what?
For cutting up a lady. Cut up her face. Cut her eyes out. Cut her ears off. Hell, even cut her teeth.
Jesus.
$1,000 reward, Will. $500 apiece.
Paul? I can't move those damn pigs.
Watch your cussing now, will you? Do the best you can with it and go to the pump and get yourself cleaned up. Come on, come on. I ain't like that anymore, kid. It's whiskey done much as anything else. I ain't had a drop in over 10 years. My wife, she cured me of that. Cured me of drink and wickedness.
Well, you don't look so prosperous. Hell, you can buy her a new dress with your half. If you kill them, too, you can buy your wife one of them fancy...
She's passed on.
What?
Been going near 3 years now.
Oh. Don't tell no one else about the reward and all. Don't need no other gunman trying to collect.
We don't see no one out here.
Yeah. Well, if you used to change your mind, might be you can catch me. I'll be riding due west of the Western Trail, heading north into Wyoming.
Come on, let's separate those hogs.
Took you boys a while. A couple more days and I was gonna call on the sheriff. How about that?
Well, the river was all swollen up. We couldn't cross it.
I bet. Sleepy? Get them horses on the livery. Neil, take that one over around the back. Yeah. Come on. Get on in there. Come on. Woo! Get on.
Oh, now here's the beauty.
You got two of mine. This here one ain't yours.
Oh, we gonna see about that.
This here pony. I brung for the lady, the one my partner caught.
Whoa.
She's the best of the lot. Better than the ones I gave him. She can sell her or do what she wants.
A pony? She ain't got no face left. You're gonna give her a goddamn mangy pony?
She ain't mangy, man. Get out of here.
I used to kill folks?
I could tell your ma liked those flowers I gave her.
He ain't hardly a saddle horse no more, Pa. He ain't used to the field.
Well, you take care of your sister now, son. And you kill a few chickens if you have to, and keep those hogs that got the fever separate. If you have any problem, you go see Sally Two Trees at Ned Logan's. I've been in the saddle myself in a while. This old horse is getting even with me for the sins of my youth. In my youth, before I met your dear departed ma, I used to be weak and given to mistreating animals. Come on. This horse and old hogs over there. Oh, getting even with me for the cruelty that I inflicted.
I used to be able to cuss and whip a horse like this, but your ma, rest her soul, showed me the error of my ways. I'll be back in a couple weeks. You remember how the spirit of your dear departed ma watches over you.
Money.
You told them cowboys you had.
He was lying.
Lying? What are you going to do when somebody comes to collect? Huh? You going to hump him?
You going to hump him 1,000 times? The kind of people come after that 1,000 won't tolerate you not having it. So we'll just turn up your face a little.
Stuck up on me. What do you think of her?
Well, I heard you done the roof yourself.
Roof? But Jesus, Skinny, I did practically the whole damn thing myself. Well, the Roberts boy, he carried some wood for me, but that's all.
What is all that wood?
Well, it's for my porch. Yeah, I'm building a porch here so I can sit up in the evening and smoke my pipe, drink coffee, and watch the sunset. Well, came all the way out here just to take a look at her, huh?
Oh, them whores.
Oh, yeah.
Them whores have been humping and humping. All them cowboys have been coming in town the last 2 weeks.
That's what's gonna eat. You know, we got our railroad barons, we got cattle barons. You're gonna be the first billiard baron.
Yeah, well, they've been humping them and telling every bow-legged one of them that they're paying $1,000 to whatever son of a bitch kills the two boys that cut up Delilah.
And those cowboys are riding out beef down to Kansas and Cheyenne.
Yeah.
How long? All week?
Well, I didn't hear nothing the last night myself.
Hell, the word's probably got all the way down to Texas by now.
Shit, Bill, I guess nobody's gonna come clear from Texas.
You sure those whores got all that money?
Well, you know how women can lie. Knock them around a little bit, ask them where the money is, say they ain't got none. But they could have squirreled away that much to five of them. Maybe.
Much.
You could run off them two cowboys.
I could run off them whores.
Well, I guess they'll just up and run anyhow, them two.
Nope. They'll stay out there at the bar tea. Close to their friends.
Oh, shit, though. Could be nobody won't come at all. Well, gotta go. I like your house.
About the son.
Yeah,
Sally.
I think it's Will's home.
Sally.
What you doing here, Will?
I dropped in on you.
Yeah, Will, we ain't bad men no more. Shit, we're farmers. Should be easy killing them. Supposing they don't go on down to Texas first. How long has it been since you fired a gun at a man, Will? 9, 10 years?
11.
Easy, huh? Well, I don't know that it was all that easy even back then. And we was young and full of beans. I mean, if you was mad at them, Will, I mean, if they done you some wrong, I could see shooting them.
We done stuff for money before that.
Yeah. We thought we did. All right, so what do these fellas do? Cheat at cards? Steal some strays? Spit on a rich fella? What?
No, they cut up a woman.
What?
Yeah, cut up her face, cut her eyes out, cut her fingers off, cut her tits. Everything but her cunning, I suppose.
Beto. Well, guess they got it coming. Of course, you know, Will, Claudia was alive, you wouldn't be doing this.
I suppose you'd mind looking in on my youngsters next week. I got some hogs they're trying to separate.
Will? How long you reckon you're gonna be?
2 weeks, I guess.
Well, this kid, what's he like? Three ways?
So you still have that Spencer rifle, huh?
Yeah. And I can still knock your eye out of a bird flying, too.
Jesus, Bill.
us some tomorrow, I reckon.
Gotta get used to my bed. This ain't gonna be like no home.
Yeah, it ain't the only thing I'm gonna be missing, I tell you. Go on, I'm gonna... I'm sorry.
Don't fret it. It ain't nothing. She don't like it much, does she? You riding off with me.
Sally?
She gave me the evil eye.
Well, you know, Sally's engine and...
engines ain't over-friendly, Will.
I don't blame her. I ain't gonna hold it against her. She knew me back then. She knew what a no good son of a bitch I was. She just ain't allowing that I changed. She don't realize I ain't like that no more.
Well, you know, Will.
Ain't the same, Ned. Claudia, she straightened me up, cleared me of drinking whiskey and all. Just because we're going on this killing, that don't mean I'm going to go back to being the way I was. I just need the money. Get a new start for them youngsters.
Yeah.
Ned, you remember that drover I shot through the mouth and his teeth came out the back of his head? I think about him now and again. He didn't do anything to deserve to get shot. At least nothing I could remember when I sobered up.
He was one crazy son of a bitch, Will.
Yeah, no one liked me. The boys all thought I was gonna shoot him out of pure meanness.
No. You ain't like that no more.
Eagle, he hated my guts. Bonaparte didn't think too much of me either.
Quincy neither, right?
Nah. Quincy used to just watch all the time. Scared.
Well, like I said, I ain't like that no more.
That's right. I'm just a fella now. I ain't no different than anyone else. No more.
All I want to know is what son of a bitch shot him is all. Was it one of them John Bulls?
Oh, no, sir. I believe the would-be assassin to be a gentleman of French ancestry, or so it would seem. I don't wish to give offense when I observe that the French are known to be
a race of assassins. No, they can't shoot worth a damn. Any Frenchmen on the present company are excluded, of course.
There's here a fellow by the name of Gitto. G-U-I-T.
Sure as hell sounds like a John Paul to me.
Close up. Again, I don't wish to give offense when I suggest that this country should select a king or even a queen rather than a president. One isn't that quick to shoot a king or a queen. The majesty of royalties.
Well, maybe you don't wish to give offense, sir, but you are giving it pretty thick. This country don't need no queens whatsoever, I reckon. As a matter of fact, when I heard about queens...
Shut up, Joe.
What the hell's wrong with you, Thirsty? This dude, son of a bitch.
Might be that this dude here is English Bob. He's the one who works for the railroad shooting Chinaman. Might be he's waiting for some crazy cowboy to touch his pistol so he can shoot him down.
Let's shoot some pheasants. 10 shots.
Let's say a dollar a pheasant. I'll shoot for the queen and you for, well, whomever. That's eight for me in one field. That comes to seven of your American dollars.
Pretty damn good shooting for a John Bull.
Well, no doubt your aim was affected by your grief over the injury to your president. Oh, it's the climate that does it. That and the infernal distances.
Does what?
Induces people to shoot persons in high places.
Yeah.
You know, it's a savage country, really. That's the second one they shot in 20 years. It's uncivilized shooting persons of substance.
Obliges you to surrender all sidearms to the proper authorities for the duration of your visit.
Proper authority? Well, I can assure you, young man, that neither my companion nor I carry firearms on our person. We rely upon the goodwill of our fellow man and the forbearance of reptiles.
You know how if you hit your thumb and it's cold?
Shut up, Fanny.
I don't want to say that.
It's a little building?
No.
Shit.
You boys clean my room?
Cleaned and loaded.
Where's little Bill for Christ's sake?
Building his damn porch.
Building his porch?
You're gonna get shot, Andy. Would you like it better on a hot day or a cold day?
I ain't gonna get shot. He's coming, Andy.
Of course he's coming.
I just wondered that. What you doing?
I don't trust nobody to load my guns.
Not for a shoot.
What'd he say?
He did. Didn't say nothing. I said he was building a fort. You seen that thing?
It was all loaded. I mean, Jesus, Clyde. You got three pistols and you only got one arm, for Christ's sake.
I just don't want to get killed for lack of shooting back. You know, you don't have a straight angle in that whole goddamn porch. Or the whole house, for that matter. He is the worst damn carpenter.
You didn't say nothing, huh?
That's what they look like, that's all. Christ, maybe he's tough, but he sure ain't no carpenter.
Or maybe he ain't so tough.
Seemed like he was scared.
Little Bill? Him scared?
You never seen him up against any like these ones. Killers.
Little Bill come out of Kansas and Texas, boys. He worked in tough towns.
Just wondered. Anybody could be scared.
Well, he wasn't scared, boys. He just ain't no carpenter.
Well, there's a dignity and loyalty, a majesty, which precludes the likelihood of assassination. Now, if you were to point a pistol at a king or a queen, your hands would shake as though folded.
No, I wouldn't point no pistol at nobody, sir.
Not like a wise policy, a wise policy. But if you did, I can assure you, if you did, that the sight of royalty would cause you to dismiss all thoughts of bloodshed, right, and you would stand, how shall I put it, in awe. Now, a president. Well, I mean, why not shoot the president?
Keep the chain.
Thank you. This is Strawberry Alice person. Tell me again.
Down the street and across, Greeley's Beer Garden and Billiard Parlor. Just ask for Alice, say you want a game of billiards.
Billiards?
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't really wish to play.
Oh, no matter. They burned the table in 78 for firewood.
Quite right. Quite right. Well, Mr. Bershaw, I think a cup of tea would...
So, Bob. Boys, this here's English Bob.
Shit, project.
Been a long time, Bob. Did you run out of Chinaman?
Bill, Bill. Well, I thought you was, I thought that you were dead. I see you shaved your chin whiskers off.
I was tasting the soup 2 hours after Ed.
Well, actually, what I heard was that you fell off your horse, drunk, of course, and that you broke your bloody neck.
I heard that one myself, Bob. Hell, I even thought I was dead. Hell, I found out it was just that I was in Nebraska. Who's your friend?
W.W. Beauchamp.
Beauchamp.
This is Little Bill Daggett. And friends, of course.
Daggett.
From you?
Hayes?
From Emmeline?
In person? You work for the railroads too, Mr. Beauchamp?
No. I write.
Letters?
Books, Bill. Books. Actually, he's my biographer.
Wouldn't do that if I were you. Mr. Beauchamp.
It's only a book.
A book, huh?
Well, I guess that means you boys can read.
So I guess that means that you saw the signs outside of town there saying surrender your firearms. But like you told young Andy here, not armed, are you, Bob?
Well, not really, Bill. Not a peacemaker, but that wouldn't worry you, would it? I mean, if you don't see it, or most particularly if you don't hear it.
I'm afraid so, Bob. I don't like firearms around.
Charlie, see what kind of books Mr. Beauchamp is packing here. Make sure you don't get wet.
No shit, little Bill. All he's got here is writing stuff in this here book.
Duke.
Duke.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen.
I'll have that 32, Bob.
Now, little Bill, you will leave me at the mercy of my enemies.
Enemies, Bob. You've been talking about the Queen again? On Independence Day?
I guess you think I'm kicking you, Bob.
It ain't so.
But I'm doing it this hard. You hear? Talking all those villains down there in Kansas. And I'm talking all those villains in Missouri. And all those villains down there in Cheyenne. I'm telling them there ain't no horse gold. Even if there was, oh, they wouldn't want to come looking for it. Anyhow.
You ever go into town? On occasion? Sell a hog, pick up supplies? No. I mean, get yourself a woman or something. No, I never go into town for that. A man like me, only one a man like me could get is one he'd have to pay for. That ain't right, buying flesh. Claudia, rest her soul, would never want me doing something like that. Me being the father-in-law. So, you just use your hand? I don't miss it all that much.
Somebody shooting at us.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Did it hit you?
Oh, no, I bumped my head falling off my horse.
Ain't shooting at us no more. Shooting wheel, Leon? What are you shooting at over there?
It's the hell out of me.
You don't reckon we in somebody's field, do you?
I didn't see nothing planted.
Shooting at us again. Well, he's shooting up the whole horizon, Will. Hey! Now, wait a minute, you're gonna mark us. Hey, kid! Kid? You mean that's the kid shooting at us? Hey, kid, it's me, Will Money.
What the hell is the kid shooting at us for?
Is that you?
Yeah? Yeah, it's me.
Now don't go shooting at us no more, you hear me?
Who in the hell you got with you, Will?
That's Ned Logan, my old partner. Now don't go shooting at us, you hear? We're gonna collect our horses and come on over there. You ain't gonna shoot now, are you?
No. No, I ain't.
Chase that horse a damn mile.
What the hell was you shooting at us for anyhow?
I thought you was following me.
We was following you. Like you said, if I changed my mind...
Wasn't nothing said about no partner, Will.
Well, this here's Ned Logan. This is the Schofield kid, nephew to Pete Sathow.
I seen two fellas following me. My guess is he come kill me. We never talked about no other fella.
Well, there's two of them cowboys, isn't there? Better there's three of us in case they got friends.
I figure I can take care of them two cowboys myself. It don't take three.
Ned's an awful good shot with a rifle. You can have bird in the eye flying.
Better than you anyhow, kid. Hell, you wasn't even coming close.
Get your damn hands off my rifle, mister.
Thought I'd check it for you. Thought maybe something was bent.
It ain't bent.
Well, you shooting all over creation.
You gonna share your half with him?
I figured three ways.
You figured wrong.
Sorry I wasted your time, man.
What, you going back with him?
Well, he's my partner. He don't go, I don't go.
What's it come to, three ways? What are you pissing on about?
What?
Well, what are you looking at, anyhow?
Looking at?
Clouds, kid. Just looking at them clouds over yonder on the counter. We got a storm riding up our ass.
Well, then, hell, I seen them.
You were smart to change your mind, kid.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm a real good shot with this rifle. Here. See that hawk up there? I could hit that hawk with one shot.
Hell, I could hit it too, Ned. I didn't mind wasting a shot.
There ain't no hawk, kid. You can't see for shit, can you?
See your canteen?
All right, how far can you see?
Far enough.
We ain't going to Wyoming to shoot canteens, goddammit. How far? 100 yards?
More.
Can you see that scrub oak yonder?
Fuck you, Ned.
She's blind, Will.
I ain't blind, you asshole.
Now hold on, hold it. How far can you see, kid? 50 yards?
You bet your ass I can see 50 yards, Will. I can see well enough to shoot this son of a bitch right here in front of me.
Now, hold on. Oh, you hear that, Ned? Kid can see 50 yards. Fine. Fifty yards will do just fine. Now, let's move out.
real hard cases, Bob.
Did you kill all seven of them, Dad?
Or did you just wing some of them? Now that is you there, Henry Mom on the cover. The Duke of Death.
Oh, it's the Duke.
Duke of Death.
You always were a hell and Jesus with a pistol, Bob. But seven of them, boy. And you protecting that woman and all that. How the hell do you do that?
It's generally considered desirable in the publishing business to take a certain liberty when you're depicting the cover scene. It is for reasons involving the marketplace, etc.
Well, Mr. Beauchamp, from what I read, this here book, the writing's not that much different than the picture.
Well, I can assure you, Mr. Daggett, that the events that are described in there are taken from the account of eyewitnesses, sir.
Eyewitnesses?
Yes, sir.
You mean like the Duke himself, I guess?
The Duke.
Duke, I says.
You have insulted the honor of this beautiful woman, Corcoran. Did the Duke. You must apologize. But Two Gun Corcoran would have none of it. And cursing, he reached for his pistols and would have killed him. But the Duke was faster. And hot the lad blazed from his smoking substance.
See, I consider that to be an accurate depiction of the events. Albeit, all right, there is a certain poetry to the language which I couldn't resist.
Mr. Beauchamp. I was in the Blue Bottle Saloon in Wichita the night that English Bob killed Corky Corcoran. And I didn't see you there. There are no woman, no two-gun shooters. There are none of this.
You were there?
Yeah, I was there. First off, Corky never carried two guns.
Oh, he should have.
He was called Two Gun Corcoran.
Yeah, well, a lot of folks did call him Two Gun. But that wasn't because he was sporting two pistols. That was because he had a dick that was so big, it was longer than the barrel on that Walker Colt that he carried. And the only insulting he ever did was stick that thing of his into this French lady that English Bob here was kind of sweet on. You see, the night that Corky walked into Blue Bottle, before he knows what's happening, Bob here takes a shot at him. And he misses because he's damn drunk. Now that bullet wasn't by a penny, old Corky. And he did the wrong thing. He went for his gun in such a hurry, he shot his own damn toe off. Meantime, Bob here, he's aiming real good, and he squeezes off another. But he misses, because he's still so damn drunk, and he hits this $1,000 mirror up over the bar. But now, the Duke of Death is as good as dead. Because Corky does it right. He aims real careful. No hurry.
And?
Bam! That Walker Colt blew up in his hand, which was a failing common to that model. You see, if old Corky had two guns instead of just a big dick, he would have been there right to the end to defend himself.
Wait a minute, you mean that English Bob killed him when he didn't even have him?
Well, old Bob wasn't going to wait for Corky to grow a new hand. No, he just walked over there real slow. Because he was drunk. And shot him right through the liver.
I said that last night.
I know, last night I said I missed my wife. I just missed my dadgum bed.
Miss your dadgum roof here in a while, I suppose.
Say, Will. I have business up in Jackson County. That really happened. I mean, the way they say it happened.
what business?
On how there's two deputies up close pointing their rifles right at you. Had you dead to rights. You pulled out your pistol and blew them both to hell. You wanted to scratch yourself. Yeah. Uncle Pete says he never seen nothing like it. Shooting your way into a scrape like that.
Yeah. Well, I don't recollect.
You don't recollect?
That's right.
Say, Ned. How many men you killed? Can't you answer the question?
What the hell's that to you?
Well, I gotta know what kind of fella I'm riding. In case we get into a scrape and all.
How many men you killed, kid?
Five.
How many?
Five. I done killed five of them. That's including Mexican. He'd come at me tonight.
Don't you shut up. Get some rest.
Boys, his crotch is just a couple old hands. Let me tell you.
Actually, then, Mr. Corcoran was faster on the draw than the duck, than in English Bob.
Faster? Faster was his mistake. If he hadn't been in such a goddamn hurry, he wouldn't have shot himself in the toe with that first shot. He would have killed old Bob. Look, son, being a good shot and being quick with a pistol, that don't do no harm, but it don't mean much next to being cool-headed. A man who will keep his head, not get rattled under fire, like as not, he'll kill you.
But if the other fella is quicker and fires first,
then he'll be hurrying and he'll miss. Look here. That's about as fast as I can draw and aim and hit anything. More than 10 feet away. Unless it's a barn.
But if he doesn't miss,
then he'll kill you. Yeah, that's why there's so few dangerous men around, like old Bob. Like me. It ain't so easy to shoot a man anyhow, you know. Especially if somebody's shooting back at you. I mean, that'll just flat rattle some folks. Let me show you something.
Just a minute. Look here. I know, just take it.
Come on, take it. Yeah. But here's the key. All you gotta do is shoot me. And you and Bob can just ride on out of here free as birds.
Is it loaded?
Wouldn't do you much good if it wasn't. First you got to cock it. Go on, cock it. Now you gotta point it. Go on, point it. Hot, ain't it? You didn't even put your finger on the trigger.
What if I gave it to him?
Give it to him. Give it to him.
morning, Mr. Beauchamp.
This along for when we have to kill them fellas. Figured we could use some now.
Not me, I don't touch it no more.
Oh, come on, Will, it's raining.
I know it's raining. Get some of the kid, why don't you?
You think that kid really killed five men?
No.
You know, when he was talking back there about the time them deputies had to drop on you and Pete.
Yeah?
Well, I remember there was three men you shot, Will, not two.
Well, I ain't like that no more, Ned. I ain't no crazy killing fool.
Still think it's gonna be easy to kill them cowboys?
We don't drown first.
These keys to the conductor. Tell him he can loose old Bob's cuffs as soon as he's outside the county.
Yep. Got my pistols.
I guess you know, Bob, that if I see you again, I'm just going to start shooting and figure it's self-defense.
Ha! I didn't steal your biographer. Well, on his own account.
Well, he can go stuff himself as well, can't he? A plague on you. A plague on the whole stinking lot of you. Without morals or laws. And all you whores, you've got no laws. You've got no honor. I tell you, for a fact, it's no wonder you won't emigrate to America. Because they wouldn't have you in England. You're a lot of savages, that's what you all are. A bunch of bloody savages. A fact on you.
Nobody's gonna come. Hmm? After what little Bill done to that Englishman.
Delilah, them tables ain't clean. Can't you get them clean? And maybe if you'd cover up your face, somebody might want to hump with you and have to do all that cleaning. What are you calling things you cover up your face with?
A veil.
Yeah, a veil. Get a veil.
Rain's coming.
Thank God.
For you, Ellis.
Tonight? You ain't joshing?
This way, mister.
Must be randy as hell to come out in this shirt.
Hello.
me, old Bill. He said, that's not a curly J. That's a Bob J.
You know, he had changed it over. And I said to him, Jim, you're lying horse thief. Now, when he saw the rest of them wasn't going to help him none, now he started crying and sobbing and just carrying on. Yeah. He said, oh, Bill, please, oh, God, please don't kill me, Bill. Please don't kill me, Bill. Jim, it just makes me sick.
Open the window, will
you?
Yeah.
See a man carrying two pistols and a Henry rifle and crying like a damn baby.
So, you killed him?
No. But I should have. Can't abide them kind. You see them in the tavern, you know? Tramps and drunk teamsters and crazed miners, sporting their pistols and acting like they was bad men, but without any sand or character. Not even any bad character. I do not like assassins. Or men of low character. Like your friend named Bob. Mm-hmm. But now, Bob was no coward, you know.
No.
He wouldn't come up to your face and cry and carry on like that.
Sheriff, I just...
Yeah, Dan. Well, I don't have any more receptacles.
Yeah, maybe you should just hang the carpenter.
What?
Oh, I was just saying, because of the... You know, if you hang... Doesn't matter.
Well, a night like this. When the hell is it?
That was Charlie Hacker, Bill.
What? Two fellas just come into town, Bill. They're down to Greeley's. There's two of them got guns.
What the hell's keeping that, Jim?
You don't suppose he's a...
Jesus, Will. You look like shit.
You remember Eagle and a shot?
Yeah.
I saw.
Will, he's dead.
No, I saw him, Ned. His head was all broke open. I could see inside of it.
Jesus, man. You got a fever. Take a drink, will you?
Worms are coming out.
Look, Will, I'm going to go up and see what's keeping the kid. It must be he's getting an advance in one of them sporting ladies. Well, look, if I was to, if it worked out that I could take a little time for myself, I don't suppose you would... I mean, you wouldn't... I guess you wouldn't want to cut.
Give me over your pistol.
Okay, drunk.
Ordinance says you got to turn in your firearms to the county office, day or night. I guess you didn't see the sign with the weather and all.
No. But I know how.
What about your friends upstairs? You got any pistols?
I guess they ain't armed either.
Uh-huh. Spilled your whiskey.
Okay, I said,
What's your name?
William? Hendershot.
Well, Mr. William Hendershot. What if I was to say you was a no-good son of a bitch and a liar? And then if I was to say that you shit in your pants because of a cowardly soul? I bet you'd show me that pistol right quick, wouldn't you? You'd shoot me dead. Isn't that so?
See, Mr. Beauchamp, this has become a tragic.
You're throwing this kind in all the saloons and all your prosperous communities. Wichita? Over in Cheyenne? Abilene? You won't find him in the town of Big Whiskey.
Hurry up! Show it to St. Little Bill. You got to look sharp for that long time.
Okay.
You missed the pie, you ain't gonna find it.
Okay, never mind the trick, man. Put the fucking boot glass!
What about Will? What are we gonna do about Will?
Come on, kid. Let's hope some horses are still there.
W.W. Desiring to leave the hospitality of Big Whiskey behind him.
Bill, she's got to work. She's got to turn a dollar a time.
If they were just here for the fucking, how come they lit out the back window?
On account they seen you was beating on their friend. They just come for the billiards, little Bill, honest.
Billiards? What do you mean they did passing through here?
They was going to Fort Buford.
You just kicked the shit out of an innocent man.
Innocent? Innocent in what?
Jesus, Ned.
You done this before?
Plenty of times.
This pistol must have jammed.
Yeah, bring that camera in a little closer. I can't see.
He wouldn't have took no beating like that if he hadn't a chance. He wouldn't just give it over and not shoot no one.
He don't look so good. He didn't even pull his pistol, huh?
Yeah, well, he ain't as tough as you, kid.
Yeah, well, at least I would have pulled my pistol, Ned.
Well, you did. Right out of the lady and out the goddamn window.
Hey, that was your idea. I wanted to go back.
Hey, we gotta go.
What? Already? Hey, Doc, I'm here ready for another advance.
You're gonna use it all up before you even get it.
No more advances on what you ain't done yet.
Hey, sweetheart. We're just waiting on the weather to clear. Once this weather clears up...
We're gonna need more food. About 3 days worth.
3 days? Yeah, we could kill him tomorrow.
I don't kill nobody without him.
We don't need him. The two of us could do it. Besides, he ain't nothing but a broken down pig farmer.
One of us will bring food in the morning. We'll bring you some whiskey too.
And some medicine if you got any.
Oh. Don't it make you sick hearing him like that?
Hey, don't you ladies worry about it. Me and Ned will kill them two sons of bitches for you.
Oh, yeah. Claudia's not here.
Oh, is that you, Ned?
Oh. I seen him, Ned. I seen the angel of death. I seen her, Ned. He's got snake eyes.
Oh, Will. Who's got snake eyes?
It's the angel of death. Scared of dying.
Oh, easy, partner. Easy.
I see Claudia, too.
Well, that's good, Will. That's good to saw Claudia, ain't it?
Her face was all covered with worms. Oh, Dad, I'm scared. I'm dying. You want to... No, don't tell nobody. Don't tell my kids. None of the things I done, you hear me?
All right, Will.
He's gonna die, ain't he?
Maybe.
Well, supposing he does.
We'll bury him.
That ain't what I mean, Ned.
You mean will I help you kill them cowboys?
Well, I can't spot them myself. But you could. That big bastard, you can spot him a half mile off, I bet.
And if I spot him?
Well, then I ride up close and shoot him.
Just like that.
I told you I'm a damn killer. I've done it before. I'm more of a killer than he is, anyhow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She was an angel.
You ain't dead.
No. Some big fella, he really kicked the hell out of me. I must look kind of like you now.
You don't look nothing like me, mister.
No offense, but you gotta be the one those cowboys cut up. My partners, Ned and that kid, they were out.
They went out scouting when they saw your fever broke.
Scouting?
Out to the bar T, looking for them.
How long have I been here?
3 days. Are you hungry or...
3 days, I ought to be.
I thought I was gone. I wouldn't normally pay no notice to high country like this. Trees, but I'm sure notice them now. I thought I was dying for sure.
I brought your hat. You left it down at Greeley's.
Thanks. Sheriff? He's still looking for me?
Little Bill? No, he thinks you went south. Are you really gonna kill them cowboys?
I guess. Still a payment coming in there.
Them other two, your friends, they've been taking advances on the payment.
Advances?
Free ones?
Free ones?
Alice and Silky been giving them free ones.
I see.
Would you like a free one?
No, I guess not.
I didn't mean with me. I meant, Alice and Silky would be happy to give you a free one if you wanted one. That's all I meant.
Oh, I didn't mean I didn't want a free one on account of you being cut up and all. And what I said the other day about you looking like me, that ain't true. You ain't ugly like me. It's just that we both got scars. But you're a beautiful woman, and if I was to want a free one, I'd want it with you, I guess, more than them other two. Just that I can't on account of my wife.
Your wife?
Yeah. You see,
I admire you for that. For being true to your wife and all. I've known a lot of men who weren't.
Yeah, I suppose.
Is she back in Kansas?
Yeah. Yeah, she's watching over my young one.
Hang on, Slim. Hang on.
Get the steel man! Come on! Baby! Come on, David. Come on, baby. He's going to get him!
Jesus, fella.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, boys, my leg's broke.
Again, boys! The rope on them there, rope!
Better finish him, Ned.
See him slip?
He ain't dead? You didn't get him?
Got the boy's horse. Better finish him before he gets clear.
Get behind them rocks, Stevie boy!
Get over there, Davy!
What happened? He ain't killed? What's going on?
He gets in those rocks, we ain't gonna get him. Unless we go down there.
What rocks? Why don't you shoot? What's going on, man? Well, ain't you gonna shoot?
Well,
can't have forever, you back shooting bastard!
Well, I ain't very good with one of these.
Keep going, Davy! The rock! Keep going!
Did you get him? Will, where is he?
How many more shots do I have? Dad, goddammit, how many more shots do I have?
Two. Bastard! Go, Davy!
You can get him!
Reload this.
You missed him.
I got him.
They shot me, boss.
He ain't killed.
They shot me.
Maybe, maybe not. Got him through the gut, I think.
You think he's gonna die? You think we killed him?
We killed him, I guess.
I'm dying, boys!
I think you shouldn't have cut up
no woman, you asshole!
Jesus, I'm so thirsty. Slim! Slim, give me some water, please. Please, Slim. I'm bleeding, Slim.
Drink some water, please.
Give him a drink of water, God damn it.
Give me a drink of water, would you, Slim?
Will you give him a drink of water, for Christ's sake? We ain't gonna shoot.
You ain't gonna shoot?
No.
Hold on, David boy. Here it come now. Don't you shoot me, you bastard! Thank you. Shit. Good day. Davy!
They take him water?
Yeah.
Jesus, Johnny, they shot him!
Davy, hold on now.
No! You murdered bastard! You killed our Davy boy!
When are we gonna double back?
After a ways.
Not me. I'm heading on back down to Kansas.
We gotta kill the other one first. Look, Ned, with any luck, we'll find him by nightfall or in the morning. Then we can shoot him and head on back with the money.
You want the Spencer, Will?
This ain't no time to quit, Ned.
You know, you're gonna lose your share, Ned.
Shut up.
I see you, Will. So long, kid.
Ned!
Here. I ain't no good with that damn thing anyhow. Look, me and the kid will head over to that ranch, and when we find him, we'll shoot him. Then we'll meet up with you and pick up our money and all head south together.
I suppose he don't go back to the ranch, Will.
Well, he ain't gonna go into town. I figure he won't stay out in the open country. No, he'll hole up at that ranch.
Well, I ain't waiting. I'll look in on your younger when I get back.
Hey, Ned! Don't pay no attention to what the kid said about the money and all. I'll bring your share.
It's full of shit.
Little Bill? Little Bill?
I just doing some repairs up here.
They killed one of them cowboys.
Shit.
Now, Parson said how he's seen three men right after sunup headed out east, and one was on a gun, and another was on a flea-bitten gray. I mean, he didn't know what the third one was on. It could have been an Appaloosa, because he was looking right into the sun.
Bill, Amos has to ask you if the county's going to pay for feed for all the horses or not.
Witherspoon says he won't sell us no more 30-30 shells without we pay.
Hell, use my dogs.
The county's got to take responsibility.
That's right, yeah.
Don't worry about them horses, Fatty. You just get on out there to the bar tea and make sure that other cowboy stays put and don't expose himself here.
All right.
I didn't think they'd really do it.
You think they'd come clear up from Kansas to fuck us?
No, but that kid, he's just a boy, and the other one, Will, the nice one, being so true to his wife and all.
Wife? He ain't got no wife.
Oh, yes, he does.
I told you, he ain't got no wife. Not above ground, anyways.
What he done, and the other one too. Both of them for what they've
done. We got one.
We got one,
Sheriff. Out by Cow Creek.
Is he alive?
Hell yeah. Bunch of us boys from Bar T went out looking on account of them killing one of our own. Come across this son of a bitch on a road heading south.
Did he admit it?
No, but I guess he will soon enough. Had a Spencer rifle on him.
Those cowboys messing him up?
A little bit, I guess.
All right, fine, Andy. Get on out there. See if you can find out what happened to those other two fellas.
You see anything out there, Buck?
Hell, yes, I did. Seen about 200 fellas packing rifles. Got the place surrounded. Said they won't quit Mike's ass. I said, how much? They says about $5. I said, dollars? They said, cents. I said, sold.
Well, I ain't worried. Because I got me some protection.
Mother's is?
Nope.
give him any names?
He didn't tell us nothing but his own name.
Ned Roundtree. Bring him in. So, Ned, you want to tell me and Mr. Beauchamp here all about your two villainous friends, I guess. Probably glad to hear the names and whereabouts of those murderous son of bitches.
Sure, he's ripe.
Yeah. Gonna get a lot riper.
You think he's still in there?
Yeah, he's in there.
Yeah, well, he's holding on to his shit like it was money.
He's in there.
You tell me right off if you see him.
Yeah.
You can shoot him yourself, are you?
You can shoot him.
Ned, Mr. Quincy, and what was the young fellow's name?
Elroy. Elroy Tate.
No, no, that's not what you said.
Tell if it ain't.
No, you said Elroy Quincy out of Medicine Hat and Henry Tate out of Cheyenne.
Tell if I did. Tell if I did.
Charlie. Go and get them whores what fucked these boys in the night of the storm.
And Strawberry Alice and Silky.
Yeah, go on, get it. Go on.
And Ned. Them whores wouldn't tell different lies than you. And when they're lies, ain't the same as your lies. Well, I ain't gonna hurt no woman. But I'm gonna hurt you. And not gentle like before. But bad.
Going out the shit house.
Let me finish this hand, will you?
What, are you going to protect me while I take a dump?
Go get bushwhacked.
Then we'll all fart on him.
I'll go with you.
Yeah, you can wipe my ass, thirsty.
I don't know who's here. Man, ain't polite. You want to get shot. Yeah.
All right.
Is that him?
Yeah, that's him. All right, kid. Go get him. He's all yours. God damn it.
Was that what it was like in the old days, Will? Everybody riding out, shooting. Smoke all over the place, folks yelling, bullets whizzing by.
I guess so.
Shit. I thought they was gonna get us. I was even scared a little. Just for a minute. Was you ever scared in them days?
I can't remember. I was drunk most of the time.
I shot that fucker 3 times. He's taking a shit. He went for his pistol and I blazed away. First shot, I got him right in the chest. Say, Will.
Yeah?
That was the first one.
First one what?
First one I ever killed.
Yeah?
You know how I said I shot 5 men and it weren't true. That Mexican had come at me with a knife. I just busted his leg with a shovel. I didn't kill him enough for me.
Well, you sure killed the hell out of that fella today.
Hell yeah. I killed the hell out of him, didn't I? 3 shots and he was taking a shit.
Take a drink, kid.
Don't seem real. I ain't gonna never breathe again, ever. How he's dead. And the other one, too. All on account of pulling the trigger.
It's a hell of a thing, killing a man. You take away all he's got, and all he's ever gonna have.
Yeah. Well, I guess they had it coming.
We all have it coming, kid. I was watching you, seeing as you weren't followed.
Silky and Faith, they rode off to the east and 2 deputies was following them.
Here. Want to help me count this stuff, kid?
I trust you will.
Well, don't go trusting me too much. In fact, we'll give Ned his share together. That way you'll know I ain't holding out on you.
Ned's share?
Yeah. He went south. We'll catch up to him.
Ned, he's dead.
What do you mean he's dead? He went south yesterday. He ain't dead.
They killed him. I thought you knew that.
Nobody killed Ned. He didn't kill anyone. He went south yesterday. Why would anybody kill Ned? Who killed him?
Little Bill. The bar T boys caught him, and Little Bill, he beat him up. He was making him answer questions and beating him up, and then Ned just died. They got a sign on him, says he was a killer.
They got a sign on him?
In front of Greeley's.
A sign on him in front of Greeley's. These questions Little Bill was asking, what kind were they?
About where you and him was?
Then what?
A cowboy come in saying he killed Quick Mike in the shithouse with the bar tea.
So Little Bill killed him for what we done, huh?
Not on purpose. But he started hurting him worse, making him tell stuff. First Ned wouldn't say nothing. And then Little Bill hurt him so bad, he said who you was. He said how you was really William Money out of Missouri. And Little Bill said the same William Money that dynamited the Rock Island and Pacific in 69, killing women and children and all. And Ned said he'd done a lot worse than that. Said he was more cold-blooded than William Bonney, and how if he hurt Ned again, he was going to come kill him, like he killed the U.S. Marshal in 70.
That didn't scare Little Bill, did it?
No, sir.
Give me your Schofield.
A four-wheel.
Give it to me.
Yeah. Sure. You go on, keep it. I'm never gonna use it again. I don't kill nobody no more. I ain't like you, Will.
You better ride on back, miss.
Go on, keep it. All of it. It's yours.
What about the spectacle and the fancy clothes?
I guess I'd rather be blind and ragged than dead.
You don't have to worry, kid. I ain't gonna kill you. You're the only friend I got.
Here. Take this money and give my half and Ned's half to my kids. Tell them if I ain't back in a week, they give half to Sally Two Trees. You keep the rest, you can get them spectacles now. You're gonna kill Little Bill, ain't you? You stay clear of folks you see. There'll be a lot of them out to hang you. Get going.
Big circle, and we're bound to come across somebody who's seen these skunks.
Who's the fellow who owns this shithole? You, fat man. Speak up.
I own this establishment. Bought it from Greeley for $1,000.
You better clear out of there.
Yes, sir. Just hold it right there. Hold it! Hold it!
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself. He's going to decorate his saloon with my friend.
You'd be William Money out of Missouri. Kill women and children.
That's right. I've killed women and children. Killed just about everything that walks or crawls at one time or another. And I'm here to kill you, Little Bill. For what you did to Ned. The boys better move away.
All right, gentlemen. He's got one barrel left. When he fires that, take out your pistols and shoot him down like a mangy scoundrel he is.
Don't want to get killed. Better clear on out the back. You ain't shot.
Oh, look, please. I don't have a gun. I am not armed.
Pick up that rifle. Pick it up.
Oh, I'm...
Shells, too. Sure you ain't armed?
No, look, I'm not. I don't have a gun. I've never had a gun. I write. I'm a writer.
A writer?
Yeah.
Letters and such?
No, books.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, really, you killed five men. Single-handed.
Yeah.
That's a Spencer rifle, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Who'd you kill first?
Huh?
When confronted by superior numbers, an experienced gunfighter will always fire on the best shot first.
Is that so?
Yeah, Little Bill told me that. You probably killed him first, didn't you?
I was lucky in the order. But I've always been lucky when it comes to killing folks.
And so, who was next? It was Clyde, right? He must have killed Clyde. Well, it could have been Deputy Andy, wasn't he?
Or... All I can tell you is who's going to be last. Thank you.
deserve this. To die like this. I was building the house. Deserves got nothing to do with it. I'll see you in hell with your money.
Coming out. Any man I see out there, I'm gonna kill him. Any some bitch takes a shot at me, not only gonna kill him, I'm gonna kill his wife, all his friends, burn his damn house down. Nobody better shoot. Go ahead, shoot him.
Kill every one of you sons of bitches.